When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Off and running another hour here of Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we've got plenty of night baseball here tonight. No day games as we get ready for a big 4th of July. And of course, we'll have plenty of day games tomorrow. Actually, a smattering of games all throughout the day, including some pretty good ones tomorrow night as the fireworks will be going off. And no doubt, Joe Maddon knows a little something about that, as you got to be excited about a full card of games here tonight, Joe. We got loaded card tomorrow heading into the last big weekend, of course, before the All-Star break. And let's talk about this Yankees and Reds game getting ready to get underway here at Yankee Stadium with Rodon on the mound. I have no idea which version of him is going to show up here tonight. So point us in the right direction. What are we doing in this game?
Well, that's the problem, Joe. You look at Carlos Rodon coming out here, and we really don't know what we're going to get out of him. Over his last three starts, he's been completely lit up. But the Cincinnati Reds are starting Andrew Abbott, and I do think he has the ability to hold down the lineup of the New York Yankees. Now, this is a hard thing to ask, though, because we know how strong Aaron Judge has been able to be out there. But I do have faith in the Cincinnati Reds with the pitching edge in this one, as well as the edge on the bullpen. I really do think they have every ability to get the win in this game. I'm going to look at the first five, though. I think Carlos Rodon gets lit up by the Reds in the first five, and then I can't take Soto and Aaron Judge out of the equation to be able to pull this one back into a win for the Yankees. So I'm going to take the Reds in the first five. That's coming in at plus 138, straight up on that money line. I'm going to look at L.A. De La Cruz. I think he has every ability to hit Rodon hard in this one. I'm going to take him for the home run. That's coming in at plus 480. I love the value. If you just want to look at the RBI, you can hit him for the RBI at plus 185. But I do think with how weak Rodon has been in his last three, that ERA is over 13. I just think someone like L.A. De La Cruz should be able to get the home run off him today, Joe, in this one.
Yeah, and I want to bet the Yankees. I want to believe in the Yankees, but the regression train was going to hit for Rodon, and it's hit. And I don't know that it's done going off the rails just yet here. But that game is coming up in just a couple of minutes here, Joe. And the same with your Toronto Blue Jays. And look at here. Toronto almost blew another game last night against Houston. I give Houston credit. They were down big in that game, and they fought their way back. But they came up short. What do we get in this one here tonight?
I don't think they come up short in this one, especially with Kikuchi getting the start here for the Toronto Blue Jays. This is just too much for Toronto to be able to get another one over the Astros here. I think the Astros come into this one hungry. You look at Kikuchi at home. It hasn't been pretty, as well as his last three starts haven't been pretty either. It's like we've got so many pitchers out there starting today, Joe, that really have been lit up as of late. And Kikuchi really is one of them. Looking at the Astros team total, I do think they can go over their team total of 4.5 runs. That's coming in at +108. So a little bit of plus money in this one. And then looking at Alvarez, Alvarez is so strong at getting those home runs on the board. And I do think he'll hit off of Kikuchi here. He's strong at getting those home runs off of lefties. And Kikuchi, like I said, that last three starts for him has been not so great. And he's been able to get some run support from the Blue Jays. But I just look at this one with Blanco getting the start for the Houston Astros. And I do think he can come out strong. You look at him versus Toronto in his career. He's gone 1-0 with a 1.15 ERA versus the Toronto Blue Jays. And I do think we're going to get that strength out of Blanco against his lineup today of the Toronto Blue Jays. The Jays are one of those teams, Joe, you know it. Their bats are either hot or they're non-existent. And I wouldn't be shocked if this is a non-existent night for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, 8.5 is that total hovering around right now to the under. But Blanco, he was, I believe the Blue Jays were the no-hit recipient early this year with him, where he threw that, felt like the second game of the year, and he's out here no-hitting the Blue Jays. Probably should have told us and given us a clue as to what kind of season this Blue Jays team was going to have. But we do have another couple of games coming up here this hour, I believe, coming up the bottom of this hour. We're going to have the Giants and the Braves, and wow, Giants beat the Braves at Truist Park last night. Did not think that was going to happen. What happens in round two of this series?
Well, the Giants were able to pull it off last night, but I don't see it happening again with Jordan Hicks getting the start. He's another one of those pitchers that really does struggle to go deep into games. I'm taking him under 15.5 outs in this one. But that's kind of like a parlay piece. If you want to just like put a little bit on that, because it is juicy at -174. I threw it into a parlay actually with Kikuchi for under on his outs. And I forgot to mention as well, Carlos Rodon under on his 17.5 outs. I kind of just put the three of them in there, fading all three of these pitchers because I don't have faith in any of them. But I do have faith in Chris Sales coming out tonight for the Atlanta Braves. I think Chris Sales will come out nice and strong. He's been an absolute stud out there for the Atlanta Braves, and I don't see that changing versus the Giants lineup in this one tonight. He's 1-0 with a 1.93 ERA in two career starts versus the Giants. Overall in the season, his ERA is a 2.79. It's phenomenally strong out there, and I trust him here at home. He hasn't been giving up those runs, and I really do think he quiets the bats of the Giants in this one. The Braves are strong at home, 26-15 straight up. And when we look at when Chris Sale gets the start for them, they've been able to win all 10 of his starts by two or more runs. So I'm looking at the Atlanta Braves in this one, Joe, to cover that run line, laying 1.5 at +110. I'm a little weary why they're giving us +110, laying the 1.5. I thought this would have been a -120, laying the 1.5 still, but we're getting the value, and I don't see why we can't hit the Atlanta Braves to win this by at least two runs.
Ooh, all right. Braves getting back on track here. And I thought that last time Sale pitched, I think he threw away, was it 1-0 they ended up losing. I could not believe what was going on there. So hopefully the bats will get going for Atlanta here tonight. The Padres are going to need the bats to get going here again against Texas. Texas now back-to-back wins here, finally, after losing, what, 6 or 7 in a row. They won that one against Baltimore. Now they won the first game of this series last night. What do we get here tonight?
I would love to say that I think the Texas Rangers can pull it off again, but with the inconsistency, Joe, of John Gray out there since returning from injury, I just don't know if we can get a strong start out of him here versus the San Diego Padres. I think the Padres can do enough in this one. Adam Mazur getting the start here for them. He's been lit up at home, but his road ERA is actually strong. It's a 2.79 road ERA. And I do think here in this matchup, he has the edge. It's not because I don't trust in John Gray. John Gray has to get back into the right form before I'm going to have faith in him. I was trying to look at him for betting his outs in this one because I do think we'll see him go a little bit deeper than we have seen, but I just can't get there with anything for John Gray. He needs to show me that he is back and he's back 100% before I can have faith in him. And the Texas Rangers with their inconsistencies as well, Joe, I can't take them to win another one here, even at home in this one. So it's a Padres for me with that plus money. I wish we were getting more value on it, but at plus 120, I'll still bite.
Yeah, as long as this kid, Missouri, I mean, he's a rookie. It's, you know, what is it? It's going to be a second or third start on the road here. He's got to not walk, guys. If he can keep the ball in the park and not give anybody free pass.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
I think they'll be just fine at a pretty good price in that one here. We do have a update here and a couple of games as well. Still no score with the New York Mets and Washington. Still 1-0 White Sox over the Guardians. No score with the Cardinals and Pittsburgh. And the Marlins worked out of a first and third jam there in the top of the second inning. They are still up on the Red Sox 1-0. We'll go over some of the later games here tonight with Joe Maddon when Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network here as we're getting ready for a big 4th of July celebration, a big 4th of July Major League Baseball card as well. But we've got plenty of late night games here tonight. We need to go over Joe Maddon stepping in once again, and we're going to try to make heads or tails of how Dallas Keuchel managed to look like a Major League pitcher last night and dashed the hopes and dreams of anyone who thought they might score 20 runs in that game with the Rockies and the Brewers. Kudos to the Brewers somehow figuring it out with Dallas Keuchel. But Ray taking on Hudson, I am willing to bet we're not going to have a 2-1 game for most of it here tonight. What are you thinking?
Yeah, this game definitely has to hit double digits. You look at the starting pitch up, Colin Rea against Dakota Hudson, and I don't trust either of these pitchers to limit the opponents here. You look at Colin Rea, his ERA is a 4.54, and then Dakota Hudson coming out here, 2-11 on the season, 5.84 ERA. He's been absolutely awful. One of those pitchers, he's stronger on the road. That home ERA is an 8.58, Joe. I can't trust him to limit the Brewers' bats. I expect the Brewers to get the majority of the runs, but we will see the Rockies get a couple of runs here on Rea. So I'm going to take the over 11.5. I think we've got, you know, closer to 13 runs in this game. Wouldn't be shocked if the Brewers cover the run line as well. I think you can look at that, but I think the best bet, just take it to the over.
Yeah, it was such a crazy game. First of all, Colorado lost another game when they were winning after the eighth inning. And they were nice enough, I believe, to actually hit Rhys Hoskins with the bases loaded. And that is how Milwaukee ended up winning that game last night. Keep this in mind, though. I believe that was the 26th come from behind win for the Brewers this year. That is something to keep in mind as we move on down the season. This is a team that is never really out of it here, Joe, and it certainly feels like there is plenty of opportunity against Hudson to score a whole lot of runs here tonight in this game and clear that run and a half. Could not believe the A's last night against the Angels. I mean, it wasn't even close last night. Do the Angels bounce back here? How do you approach this one?
I want to say, yes, the Angels bounce back, but I don't think my gut feels the strongest about that. I'm looking at Joey Estes in this one, coming out for the Oakland A's. I trust in him to be able to go over his outs in this one, Joe. His number is coming in at 17.5 outs to the over at +112. And I look at him and what he's been able to do at home. He goes deep at home. And even if the Angels are hitting off him, I expect the A's to leave him in this game. So give me Joey Estes to go into that sixth inning, go over the 17.5 outs with that plus money at +112. These are two teams that at the end of the day, Joe, I really don't like betting either one. With the Angels coming in here, they should be able to bounce back and get the win, but I won't be shocked if they don't. It's the Angels. I don't trust them enough to put my money on them in this matchup, Joe.
Yeah, it's two teams going nowhere in a hurry here, but certainly all of California. Now, who are we kidding? Nobody's watching that game. We are also going to be watching the Orioles taking on the Seattle Mariners last night. Stop me if you've heard this. Mariners had trouble scoring runs. Does that sound familiar, Joe? Are they going to have problems scoring runs and beating the Orioles finally here tonight? Gilbert on the mound versus Kremer for the Orioles in this one.
Yeah, we look at Dean Kremer coming out here, Joe, and my biggest concern with the Orioles and Dean Kremer is the amount of time he has had off coming back from injury in this game. And I do think he had struggles before that injury, and I'm looking for the Seattle Mariners to be able to get some runs on him, which is crazy to say because you said it. The Seattle Mariners, this team, it seems like they can't hit their way out of a paper bag. They're not getting their runners home. They're leaving them out on base. But I do have faith in Logan Gilbert, and that's where my faith is coming in at looking at the Seattle Mariners just to get this win straight up on that money line. I could see them winning this, though, in a low-scoring 2-1 game as they do leave the runners out there on base. They're not able to get everyone home, and they're just able to pull it off. But that with Logan Gilbert coming out here, he's been phenomenally strong. He's been strong at home, and I expect him to continue that in this one. So he's really going to have to limit the bats here at the Baltimore Orioles. He's not going to get that run support that a lot of pitchers are able to get. But I do think he'll do enough. He'll go deep enough into this game that Seattle has the opportunity of getting the win, Joe.
Yeah, no. Well, listen, if Seattle's going to do anything, they got to figure out a way to get their golden boy, Rodriguez, going here, because he has been, Julio Rodriguez has been terrible. I mean, 2 for his last 33. They got him batting seventh in the order, Joe. You can't win games if that kid is seventh in the lineup, man. Things are not going well. So hopefully they'll be able to figure that out sooner rather than later. And the Dodgers last night, close one. Boy, that was a good one there against the Diamondbacks. They're going to go round two here tonight. What are we going to get in this one?
Okay, so we've got Gavin Stone coming out here for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And before I forget, Joe, since you said it with Rodriguez, I'm going to look at Rodriguez for that home run tonight. Yeah. Just because you brought it up, I think he has the ability. Yeah. Rodriguez is so strong for the Seattle Mariners. He has to be the player. But back to this game here with Gavin Stone, I do think Gavin Stone is so strong here for the Dodgers. And we have a young player coming out here, I believe, Christian Mina, for the Diamondbacks, getting a start. Now, I do think the Dodgers, with how strong their bats are, with Otani, with Freeman in this lineup, that we're going to see them be able to hit him and the Diamondbacks hard in this game. I'm going to look at the Yerfie. I love the Yerfie in this one. It's minus 138. I'm putting a half a unit on that, but I'm also going to put the half unit on over 1.5 runs in the first inning. It's coming in at plus 198. So taking both of those for half unit, I expect this to be a high scoring game with those runs coming by the Dodgers, Joe.
I mean, crazy. This Stone has been ridiculous, and hopefully it'll continue. Joe Maddon, thank you so very much. Have a happy 4th, and we'll be back. Game time decisions here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we take a look at the scoreboard here right now in Major League Baseball. White Sox still up 1-0. Eric Fetty doing his thing, although the Guardians have a runner on second with nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Gavin Williams pitching for the Guardians, his first start this year off the IL. That would be really good news if the Guardians can keep him healthy. And so far, he looks pretty good. The Red Sox have tied up the Marlins now. We got 1-1 in that one, top of the third. 7 hits in this game combined through 2 1/3 innings here. So hopefully this barrage of hits and runs will continue, as we like the over in that one there. The Pirates and the Cardinals, in hindsight, probably wouldn't have been a bad look to the under. As both of these teams are struggling, Mikolas going for the Cards, Jones going for the Pirates, and they are dishing it right now. We've got a Taylor bomb by the Mets, has put them out in front in the bottom of the third over the Nats, 1-0 in that one. And wouldn't you know it, we got ourselves another Carlos Rodon meatball is what we've got there, as it looks like Marte just hit one, and they're still looking for it. 2-0 Reds over the Yankees. That is just upsetting on so many different levels. And by the way, this is a Marte that was hitting 150 on the season, and Rodon could not seem to keep him from hitting the ball out of Yankee Stadium. Hey, the Blue Jays just got one here, and it's 1-0 on top of the Astros. That's pretty much more hits and runs than they scored against him the last time they saw him, when he threw a no-hitter there. So those are your baseball games getting underway. Oh, I'm sorry, one more, too, by the way. The Giants and the Braves officially underway in that one. No score as they head to the bottom of the first inning. We've got plenty of Major League Baseball still coming up at the top of the hour. We'll dive into coming up the Phillies and the Cubs, not to mention the Padres, Rangers, the Tigers, and the Twins. And the Twins, once again, got terrible news here today. Just when you thought they turned a corner and that having Royce Lewis back in that lineup was phenomenal for them. And now he's back on the IL. We just learned another either a groin or a hamstring. I mean, this guy, when healthy and in the lineup, makes this Twins team very good. And now he is going to be shelved. They put him on the IL, we learned this morning. So who knows what that's going to be all about. Festa going tonight for the Twins. Montero in a opener role going for the Tigers. And the Twins had really started to get it going. And that is just not great news for them in any way, shape, or form. The Rays and the Royals also coming up. My guy Waka is pitching tonight for the Royals, which means I need to bet him in the first five. I'm looking forward to this game. But Tampa did it again. You notice Tampa won again. They have been, crazy enough, they have been way better on the road this year than they have been at home, and that's usually the opposite with them. They've had their bullpen struggles, but the bats and Azarena have come alive, and that is really the big difference with this Royals team, is his turnaround and his ability to be the table setter there up at the top of that lineup has really made a difference for the Rays here. Papete on the mound for the Rays here tonight. I do think maybe an over might not be a bad look in this one as well, but I do like Waka in this spot early, as without a doubt, he will limit the bats of the Rays. He pitched for the Rays a couple of years ago. He knows this organization and this lineup here, so I would expect him to be able to hold down the fort. Brewers, Rockies, expecting a lot of runs in that one. And then, of course, Angels, A's, Diamondbacks, Dodgers, and the late game with the Orioles and the Mariners. Gilbert on the mound for the Mariners there. That total is hovering around 7. That's kind of a low number here with Kremer and Gilbert on the mound with two teams that certainly can hit some home runs. It was 2-0 last night. Is that what we're going to get again here tonight? Another very low-scoring game in what is a terrible hitter's ballpark at T-Mobile Park. We'll talk some PGA Tour coming up next here. Game Time Decisions continues on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we're getting ready for a big 4th of July celebration around this country. We've got plenty of Major League Baseball, Wimbledon underway. And let's not forget about the PGA Tour as they get ready for the John Deere Classic. And no doubt, our good friend Brady Cannon, he ready to go back in the seat here. We missed you there, Brady, because I thought of you for all the times this year that we have talked about Cam Davis and how he's been so close, and then he figures out a way to blow it. Well, I'd say Batia was nice enough for a four-foot miss for par to give him that title. And I think he was 66, 65 to 1, somewhere in that ballpark pre-tournament there for the Rocket Mortgage. Are we going to get that kind of number in this week's John Deere Classic?
No, you know what? I thought Davis was, going to be primed and ready to try and go back to back. And, he ended up withdrawing from the John Deere Classic pretty early, I guess.
Yes.
To celebrate the victory there. You know, I guess all he does is win at the Rocket Mortgage Classic 33% of the time. That's 2 out of 6 at this tournament. Yeah. I mean, how'd you like to have Akshay Batia last week? Oh, that was brutal. And I tell you what, even though I've been on a nice vacation on the road, Joe, it's been a little bit painful as I've had two straight runners up. I had Tom Kim, who lost in a playoff to Scottie Scheffler at the Travelers. And then I backed it up with Davis Thompson last week at the Rocket Mortgage, you know, who, if he would have birdied 18, would have been in that playoff with Cam Davis. But I tell you what, I feel a little better about the near miss on Davis Thompson rather than having Akshay Bhatia. Oh. That was painful. That was very painful.
Oh, that was rough to watch there. But at least, like, he should only play that tournament from here on out, Cam Davis. That's it. Just play the Rocket Mortgage Classic. You're going to be good to go. Don't play anything else here. We got a whole lot of guys, not a whole lot of crazy names here in this one, but it's not a signature event by any stretch. Is this a birdie fest, do you think, here? And how do we approach this one?
Yeah, it is, Joe. 3 weeks in a row of birdie fests on the PGA Tour, and then we get back to basics. Now, you might see some low scores next week, too, at the Scottish Open, but it will be a loaded field as everybody goes over across the pond to prepare for the British Open, the final major of the year. But, yeah, one more birdie fest here with the John Deere. And this is a great tournament. This tournament is really well-supported by the sponsor, the fans. It's been around for a long, long time. It's provided the first win for many PGA Tour stars. Jordan Spieth got his first win here at 19 years old. He's back in the field again, probably the most recognizable name in the field. I skipped him, though. I went to the favorite, Joe. And now that I got four selections this week. Three of my selections are much deeper down the board and of the long shot nature for sure. But I did go to the top of the board with Sun JM at 16-1. Now he's down closer to 12-1. He's got all the tools, and you know, he can drive it straight, he can hit the irons on approach, he can putt, he can make a bunch of birdies. He fits on all the correlated courses. You know, I think the last couple of weeks, these birdie fests that we've seen in Detroit and in Cromwell, Connecticut at River Highlands, I think these courses actually match up. And, you know, I talked about Tom Kim being a hard luck loser, finishing second. Sun JM finished third in that same tournament a couple weeks ago. So, I mean, this guy has finished top nine in four of his last six events. He is absolutely in form. And you throw him up against the rest of this field, I couldn't avoid it. And I thought 16-1. I don't think 12-1 is a bad number. I really like 16-1. And then I went further down the board after that. But you know, we've done this a number of times, Joe. Rarely do I go to the top of the board with the chalk, but I'm going to this week.
Right. Yeah, I you know, a guy that's name who has kept coming up here this week is a guy that I think he almost finishes here. He's another one of these automatic top five guys. But Denny McCarthy, who, you know, is maybe the best putter on tour, for whatever reason, loves this course. And he still doesn't have, I think, a PGA Tour win, but he certainly feels like another top five, top 10 bet. He's always there in this tournament with this guy.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's probably a great top 10 bet. You know, he's certainly one of the class players in this field. I don't know, you know, it may be another week that the first PGA Tour win eludes him. But, you know, he's a name that's easy to gravitate to with this field because, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of unknowns in this field, you know, especially if you're a casual golf bettor. And Denny McCarthy is relatively familiar. He's been right there in the thick of it in many tournaments, including losing to Akshay Bhatia earlier this year at the Valero Texas Open. So there's no doubt about it. I looked at him. He's been pretty popular, and you know, I hate to be on popular guys. And Sun JM is pretty popular amongst recreational and sharp bettors. But, you know, there's only so many guys you can go to. You know, Davis Thompson is a player that a lot of people are on. I was on him last week, I mentioned, you know, and I was on Ben Griffin last week, who's a class player in this field. And you know how it is, Joe. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, like I narrowly missed with Davis Thompson last week. And now it's kind of like the cat's out of the bag. Am I going to run to the window with him again this week? No, I almost had him timed right last week. I'm not going to take my chances again. And so I went a different direction.
I love that. What is the winning score here? What are we thinking here? Is it everyone thought 22, 23 under was going to win the Rocket Mortgage 18 because Sunday finally started playing like a real golf course. But what do you think the winning score is outright here in this one?
Yeah, you're exactly right. On Sunday at the Rocket Mortgage, the wind kicked up and it switched directions. Mm. So it made all those par fives very difficult. The par fives that they were taking advantage of for the first 3 days became very, very tough on Sunday. Well, I can tell you the last seven times they have played the John Deere Classic, the average winning score has just been a hair under 22 under par. So that's kind of, you know, what we've seen as of late, 22 under par. I can tell you that out here at the Superbook, our friend Jeff Sherman over there, he put up 20 and a half as the number. So he's kind of going against the average a little bit. There is a little bit of weather in the forecast. You know how it is in the Midwest. You could get some thunder showers and maybe a little wind and stuff like that. Thursday's conditions are supposed to be perfect. I wouldn't be surprised if they got past 20 and a half. I wouldn't be surprised with 21, 22. But, you know, if you can find a bet out there for over 19 and a half, I'd probably take, you know, over that. I mean, that would be a nice one because I think we'll get to 20 or more, Joe.
I think that's very possible, especially if the weather holds up and cooperates. Who is the defending champ here? Isn't it, was it Poston or Sepp Straka? It was the last
Poston was 22, I believe, and Sepp Straka was last year. And, you know, I talk about this being a great tournament. I mean, this was the first career victory for Bryson DeChambeau, the first career victory for Jordan Spieth, the first career victory for Poston, and then last year, Sepp Straka. This produces some stars.
Yep.
The other guys I went down the board with, Joe, I know we're running out of time here. I landed on Adam Svensson at 50-1, Daniel Berger at 70-1, and then Joel Damon at 100-1. All of these guys really fit the ball striker mode, and they've had good success at the correlated courses. Joel Damon's been a runner-up here in 2018. Yep. Adam Svensson has never finished worse than 24th here. So they make sense for a lot of reasons. Berger, you know, he's coming back from injury. He was one of the best players in the world not that long ago. If any one of these guys finds a hot putter this week, we're going to be in the mix.
I love that. I hope he's finally healthy. Love him down in the South Florida area. Brady Cannon, as always, man, cash those tickets this week. Enjoy your fourth. Game Time Decisions returns after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we are off and running in Major League Baseball. A couple of games underway. A quick update. Red Sox now 2-1 over the Marlins. The White Sox 5-1 over the Guardians right now, heading to the bottom of the fourth. 3-0 Mets. They refuse to lose against the Nationals, and the Reds holding strong. 2-0 over the Yankees as we welcome in Scotty Wetzel taking over here, coming up top of the hour, a little in-game live prime time for you here, Scotty. And boy, should have known better. Fetty on the mound, just bet him first five. The bullpen's going to come in, and this game's going to blow up in their face anyway. Which one of these early games did you like the most underway here, Scotty?
The Mets. I tell you, the Mets have bailed me out a couple of times, Joe. And you really, you know, they all say you don't go to the well too often, right? But I've been on the Mets the last two nights. It's the Mets team total the last two nights. And both nights, look like losers until they go to extra innings. They score six runs two nights ago in extra innings for their team total to go over. They score five runs last night. So not only do they win the game, but the team total goes over, which you had no business doing, right? Maybe you win the game, but not the team total. But I went right back to the well. Why fight it, right? They have scored, Joe, five runs in 11 of their last 13 games. And you know, on the surface, that might not seem like that big a deal, but believe you me, that's not easy to do, to score five runs that many times. This team's on fire. So they're 15 and 3 now. 15 and 3, their last 18 games. Don't make this stuff harder than it has to be. So I played the Mets, and they're out to a 3-0 lead again.
They called this kid Scott up, and he is dealing right now. So if it ain't broke, we ain't fixing it with the Mets, Scotty, is what it sounds like there. I'll tell you, another team that seems to have turned it around is the Tampa Bay Rays. They won that game last night against Singer there in Kansas City. They got Waka tonight for the Royals. Papete for Tampa Bay. What are you looking at in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to buck the system here. You know, Tampa, you're right. They turned things around. They've won four straight series, 9 of their last 12. But I'm going to take a little flyer. Kansas City's a real good home team. Not so much on the road, but at home, they're tough to beat. Watkins allowed 2 runs or less in his last 7 starts. So I'm thinking they're not going to lose 2 in a row. And I grab Kansas City, basically pick them odds. Might have to lay something, but not much with Kansas City. So I do like Kansas City tonight to bounce back from last night's 5-1 loss and even a series at a game apiece.
Yeah, I love, you know, Waka's going to keep him in there for the first 5 anyway. So I like the advantages that they have at home for sure with Kansas City. A lot closer than the Dodgers wanted last night. What are we doing here tonight with Stone on the mound in this one?
Well, I tell you what, you know, you talk about Rookie of the Year candidates, and I'm not a big Rookie of the Year MVP type of guy. I don't really delve into those markets too much. I don't like having a bet on what other people are thinking. But this dude is 9-2, Joe. He is Gavin Stone, right? And most people are like, Gavin, who, what, where, when? You know, the guy is 9-2. He's 5-0 his last 5 starts with an ERA of 1.62 since late May. They win all his starts, basically. So let's grab him. You know, laying a run and a half. You know, I don't like laying the, you know, 2 and change. Who wants to do that, right? Arizona's looking to start a kid who's going to make his major league debut tonight as well. A guy they picked up from the White Sox. So no offense, but if you can't cut it with the White Sox these days, then chances are you're probably not that good. So, to me, everything points to L.A., and we're going to have to lay the run and a half with Stone on the hill. But I like to play a lot.
We talked about this kid last time out when he first pitched, and I think I was trying to convince everyone to take his K-prop over, and that's the Daniel kid in with the Angels here taking on the A's tonight. And if you haven't watched him, I mean, what a opening game, right? His first game, Scotty, I think he almost struck out double digits. He was phenomenal. I don't see any reason why he can't strike out 10 guys tonight against the A's either. What are you looking at?
Yeah, love this play, right? I mean, sometimes these numbers just don't make any sense. So Daniel Davis, again, or Davis Daniel, pick one, right? Who the fudge is he, Scott? Well, he's basically a rookie. He had 3 relief appearances last year. But you mentioned it, Joe. His first outing last week, he struck out 8 in 8 shutout innings, no less, against the Tigers.
Yep.
He struck out 9 last year in his 3 appearances in 12 innings. So they're giving us a number of 5.5 with this guy against Oakland, which is the number one strikeout team in all of baseball. 1 or 2, depending on what category you want to look at. But they're awful. How's he not, you know, it's not like he's going to not pitch 3, 4, 5 innings, right? I mean, you know he's going at least 5 against the A's.
Yep.
So I don't know how he's not going to get to 6. This would be a real good guy. Again, I don't delve too much into the adjusted markets, a little bit, but, you know, you want to go 6.5, maybe even 7.5 at monster odds. I think there's a real good chance he gets 8 again tonight.
Yeah, he's 27 years old, and he was dominating in the minor leagues. That number last week, Scotty, you know, opened one, I couldn't, it was 4.5, and I thought it was laughable. Right. Now it's just 5.5. It's even more laughable that he's not going to be able to dominate this A's team that strikes out more often than the Detroit Tigers did against righties. So makes no sense to me. No sense to me whatsoever. You got Seattle up there. Well, they can't hit. We know that. But at least Gilbert might be able to get a few along the way, huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go under him, too, just because, Joe, his number's a little too high at 6.5. He's only hit that yeah. seven number three of his last 11 starts. So 3-8 yep. to a loser. You know, I'm sure he's going to pitch well. I'm sure he's going to shut him down. But that's a, you know, I'm not going to bet on a guy that's only done something three times in 11 opportunities. So Orioles in the lower half of strikeouts, you know, right 20th. You know, so not near the top, not near the bottom, but lower half. So they don't strike out that much. Playing good ball. So a little hunch under 6.5 on Gilbert.
Yeah, we're talking. I mean, Julio Rodriguez for 35 slump right now. I mean, they got him batting seventh. Like, how are they going to beat anybody if this kid is not if this kid doesn't get it on track? And I'm not sure Baltimore's the team you want to do that. All right, Scotty, listen, enjoy the night, enjoy your holiday as well. In-game live primetime coming up at the top of the hour. We'll close it out next here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we get ready to close out this edition. Again, in-game live primetime. Scotty Wetzel, Dave Sharapan coming up here in just a couple of minutes as I continue. Every time I look over, I continue to watch the New York Mets hit home runs and score runs. And that is what's going on here right now. 5-0, another two-run home run here. They are just beating up Parker of the Washington Nationals. So 5-0 in that one, top of the fifth there. We did all of a sudden get a bunch of runs here in the Pirates and the Cardinals game, too. 2-1 now, Pirates in the bottom of the fifth as the bats finally started getting going there. And we told you about the White Sox earlier. My goodness, giving Fetty all sorts of run support right now. White Sox on top, 5-1, top of the fifth in that one. And Boston remains on top of the Marlins. It's a 2-1 game right there. They are in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Yankees still trying to figure out where it all went wrong. They are down 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. A two-run home run by Marte is really what the difference maker is there. One bad pitch by Rodon, which seems to happen a lot with him, and that's what that's the difference in this game. 2-0 there. The Blue Jays out on top quickly against the Astros. They're up 1-0, and we still have no score in the Braves and the Giants game. Chris Sale taking on Hicks in that one there, and the Braves already have 3 hits in the bottom of the second inning. They still don't have a run. The one game of the night we didn't talk about here, but the Phillies taking on the Cubs. Zach Wheeler taking on Imanaga here tonight. The ace of the Cubs staff taking on the ace of the Phillies staff. Boy, the wind, I believe, blowing out again at Wrigley Field here tonight. But these two guys certainly should have the ability to keep the ball on the ground and in the ballpark there. Obviously, this is not the same potent Phillies lineup without Schwarber, without Harper. And the good news is they're hoping Remuto, Harper, and Schwarber will be back after the All-Star break, which would be good news. But in the meantime, it's going to be a struggle against especially some of the top pitchers of teams here because this lineup is quite honestly a shell of what it was. Now, both of these guys have had some bumps in the road over the last couple of starts recently, especially Wheeler. Wheeler is not great on the road. He's better than most, but that's where he is certainly beatable. And Imanaga has slowed down a little bit from that ridiculous start to the season. Still feels like a under to me. It feels like a first 5 under to me, and I think that's the way I'm going to look here. I'm going to count on both of these pitchers having the ability to shut down the lineups in this one, and I don't care how much the wind is blowing out at Wrigley. Both guys can keep the ball on the ground against these two very feeble lineups. And by the way, the Braves just scored a run to jump out on top 1-0 in that one. Mazur going for the Padres. John Gray going for the Rangers. I'm telling you now, I think the Texas Rangers have finally turned a corner here. I think that lineup finally figured it out. It started with that Sunday game against the Baltimore Orioles, and that they scored a bunch of runs in that one. The kid at Langford hit for the cycle. First time ever in Sunday Night Baseball, a cycle was completed. They turned that over into an even better night last night against the Padres. Now the Padres are throwing, listen, they beat Cease last night. Now they're throwing their rookie pitcher who has given up in 9.5 innings here. He's given up 7 runs and he's walked 9. And that's a problem here. And now that the Rangers are starting to see it very well, I don't think so. They've won 5 in a row at home. And John Gray, yes, he's had a couple of bad outings, but I think he'll have no problem keeping the ball in the park and doing a better job against this Padres lineup. Don't trust Missouri. I think the Rangers win this game. I think the Rangers keep it rolling. And I think that's good news for the Texas Rangers backers, because I think that lineup is finally starting to live up to the hype. All right, that'll do it for us in Game Live primetime. Just a couple of seconds away here. Scotty Wetzel will take over with Dave Sharapan. They'll keep you posted on all of these games. Have a very safe and happy 4th of July, and we'll see you again on Friday on Game Time Decisions.